Welcome to Short Memory. That's the shorter version of What Memory. And what I caught our eye recently was the charity Same You. It was created by Amelia Clarke, who's a well-known kind of A-list actor.
Yeah.
She played a very well-known role in Game of Thrones.
Yes, which is a bit, yes. No,
and what she was she called?
Daenerys Targaryen. So she was the Mother of Dragons, and she was basically one of the main characters in the Game of Thrones series. And I can't remember if it was the second or third season, but she was surprisingly not in it that much, which I noticed at the time.
Right.
And apparently that was because she had a few strokes and couldn't remember her lines, thought that she would lose her whole career after having only just formed it.
Just maybe, yeah.
And so, yeah, so she was obviously terrified and confused at the time. Luckily, it's got better.
Because she was very young, wasn't she?
Yes, she was about 20-something, early 20s.
Early 20s, wow.
So, yeah.
So the beginning of her career.
Yes.
And it all went... Yeah, so I know she had two strokes, not one, but two.
Yeah.
And they were kind of burst brain aneurysms or something. I mean, that's serious stuff, isn't it? I don't know how she ever picked herself up from that and managed to carry on for the... Because that was in the middle of the series, or very at the beginning of the series.
Yes. And so, like, luckily how TV works, I guess, is that you might start at the last episode first.
Right, yeah.
But yeah, so she was not in that series for a lot, which I found very weird at the time.
Yes.
Just sort of was very confusing, but apparently she did talks about this on shows and things like that, and she couldn't remember lines. She would be there sitting, looking at the mirror, being like trying to remember her lines, reading script over and over and over, but she just couldn't remember it. So they had to dumb her part down for that series, but luckily she got better as the series progressed, apart from the last couple of series. But we don't talk about that.
We don't. Okay, well, you know more about that than I do. What I can't imagine, though, is that if you're playing a character, I can't remember her name in the thing, you know how to say it.
Daenerys Targaryen.
Okay, that one. But if you're playing a character, but you also have a stroke, your character, in a way, has had a stroke as well, haven't they?
Yeah.
So you're playing you're playing a character while you've had a stroke. That must be so confusing.
Well, I can barely remember who I was, let alone a character. God, yeah, it must have been scary, confusing.
Yes.
Doubly so, because you suddenly realise, oh, well, I'm one of the main characters in this series, and I can't remember who I am and what I'm doing, and if I guess I'm an actress, but yeah, so it must be very confusing.
Got it.
But yes, luckily she's made, from what I understand, a pretty much full recovery.
And a very successful acting career.
Yes.
And has used that as a springboard, I think, to kind of create this Same You charity, which is astonishing.
Yeah.
She's done it with her mother, Jenny, who has had surgery to remove brain aneurysms. So obviously there are complications going on there all the time. But
yeah, so this obviously runs in the family.
But I mean, what a strong idea to say, we're going to put all that behind us and create Same You.
Yeah.
As a charity.
Exactly.
So amazing. And I think the reason they say on their website that they formed it is that they felt that survivors of stroke and brain injury feel abandoned once they've left hospital. And I thought, oh, that rings a bell.
This is how we started the podcast.
That's, in a way, that is, isn't it? It's because we just felt so uninformed about the whole thing.
There is that gap between leaving hospital and getting some help at home.
Yes.
And then after that, there's sort of nothing. There's no sort of nothing for you, nothing to look forward to, unless you sort of know somewhere like a stroke charity, like Headway or the Stroke Association. But like, if you don't know these, then you're just sort of left flailing around.
Yes, absolutely.
So yes, so it's sort of filling in the same sort of similar gap to what we are trying to also do.
So what they seem to be doing as they start this thing, but it's kind of identifying the gaps in rehabilitation for people with strokes, because there are huge gaps.
Yes.
They're just wide open spaces that need to be filled. And I think they're going to try and close those gaps. But they've got some, it's not just a talk kind of thing. They are actually funding research into new rehabilitation strategies, recovery programs. They're training neurological nurses.
Yeah.
So they're actually funding all of our innovative rehabilitation programs. They've got one thing called Same Chat, which is a kind of buddy program.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what a great idea.
Yeah.
And they, because I think you do need that tie-up thing.
Yeah.
In fact, we had a kind of informal buddy program, didn't we? When we were at Brushstrokes, we just kind of met and we thought we can support each other.
Yes.
One-to-one, kind of. And it turned into a podcast. That was a piece of madness in its own right. But I think the idea that they're going to do an advocacy program aimed at governments, so that you kind of raise the whole profile of brain injury and recovery and rehabilitation, because it is an area that doesn't have enough going on for it. But if you've got a name and you've got enough kind of clout, which I think she has now, you can actually go to governments and say this needs to be done, and you can push. And that, and I think it's more than just activism. It's activism with making your own answer to the problem.
Yes, yeah.
Rather than just saying this needs to be done by somebody else, you're going to go and do it yourself. And I think that's a very brave thing to do. Amazingly brave. And they've got a very world view, because they just don't see it as a kind of local national thing. They can see there are 100 million people over the world who've got strokes.
They're seeing it individually.
Yes, and they can see that there's enough power with all those people that you can bring them all together. And I think it's really the first charity I've ever heard of that's really got any kind of global
presence.
I mean, there are ones that do it as much more institutionalized things, but there's not by the people who've actually had strokes themselves.
No.
And this is the big, big difference, isn't it? It's from someone who actually knows what it's like to be there. And there's very few people who know what it's like to be there who can actually
talk
about it and organise around it. So,
and that's something that I feel like we have done, is that being two people who had strokes and brain injuries, and the fact that we are willing to talk about it, because I know we know lots of people who just want to forget that this ever happened to them, this awful situation happened to them. They don't want to talk about it, which I completely understand, but we want to talk about it, help other people in the same situation, and sort of do something about it. And she seems to have, Amelia Clark, has the same drive.
Yes.
But much more of a platform.
Oh, absolutely. I've got the platform to do it on, The thing that really interests me about it, though, is that she called the charity Same You.
Yeah.
And as you know, because we've both done this, is that we've been in a different situation, charity-wise, where they emphasise the fact you can come to terms with the new you.
Yeah.
The different you. Yeah. It's kind of, the bit of your brain has died, it's never going to come back. So the brain's going to rewire itself, so to speak, and you're going to be not all that different with a bit of luck, but you are going to be a new
individual.
So you've got to come to terms with the new you.
Yes.
Interesting that she goes back one stage back into the whole problems, which says, actually, it's not a new you, because behind all that, there is the same you.
Yeah.
And I think that is quite a kind of, that's, again, a very brave leap to say, I haven't changed so much that I need to call myself a new you. And she emphasises that by calling it the charity Same You.
Yeah.
So she's very aware.
And that's the thing. It's I think it's a semantic thing. But for people who've had strokes, people, they will sort of be like, oh, that's actually quite an interesting change of wording.
Yes.
We sort of haven't heard that before, because it's assumed almost by everyone that we are slightly different people.
Slightly different and slightly new.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's the conventional wisdom, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yes, so saying you kind of nailed it for me.
Yeah.
I think it's a very clever piece of marketing, it's more than that. It's a truism, a very deep truism.
Yes, and it's a very clever marketing because actually it probably has some truth to it.
So Amelia Clark and her mother were both given MBEs in the new year for services to stroke and related issues and rehabilitation. And I think deservedly so. And I think it's only been around 5 years. So it's been about as long as we've had strokes. Mm. So it's very new and in the scene. And I think it's great that profile has now been raised so that she's kind of recognised for that work as well.
Yes.
And that gives them even more clout when you go to any government organisation or even a non-government organisation and say, I think this, and by the way, I've got an MBE. Yes. And I'm kind of recognised at that level.
It's also quite nice that she's recognised both for her acting ability as well as, separately, her charity on stroke. And it's not that the only thing that she can do is be the charitable spokesperson or spokeswoman for her charity of stroke. But she can also do her acting in the same sphere, which is really, really nice and makes, as a person who's had a stroke, sort of go, oh, okay, I can be both successful in one aspect of my life and also the charitable stroke aspect of my life as well. And that should be very disheartening. What's the opposite?
Heartening.
For anyone who's had a stroke.
Yeah,
be like,
absolutely.
Right, you can be both.
Both things.
Recognised.
Yes.
For both things.
So, Same You is at sameyou.org.
Yep.
Same You, all one word. So we wish them amazing continued success. And I think people should support them. If you go to the website, you can support them and you can also become active with them. You know, it's not just you give them money or anything like that. You can actually help with Same You as well. And I think support them because they support us.
Yeah.
And I think what could be better than that, really? So that's all for Short Memory.